Good morning. It is wild card playoffs this weekend. This is your host, Sports Guy David, with my boy, Sugar Free Lucas, and Brad Carr, the better car. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, ready to. Unfortunately, we're not going to be having any rooted interest in these playoffs, but.
Man, I went 12-4 last week. David went 11-5. Brad, I don't think you did the predictions last week, but I mean, they hit a parlay. God damn it! So I got the Bovada open. So hopefully, like, we'll be ready, because I really feel like we could hit something this week. So I already put $30 in my Bovada. I'm ready to
cook something. All right, let's get this right. Let's kick this right off. Saturday game, Raiders in Cincinnati. Last time I checked, the spread was 5.5.
Yep.
I think the Raiders will cover that. I am liking the Bengals here. If Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, the last 2 weeks, Joe Burrow threw for 1,000 yards in the last 2 weeks. There's no way these guys don't have, like, their big, better game than that. They have to. The biggest thing, though, protecting Joe Burrow, that Raiders D-line is pretty solid. The Chargers make Darius Filon look like an all-pro. To be honest, that D-line is scary. I'm still liking the Bengals of this one. I think their offense, Joe Mixon, better runner back, better wide receivers. It's the defense, though. But I think it's going to come down to just Joe Burrow just slinging that motherfucker. They're going to let loose. And I'm real excited to see Joe Burrow just bombs away.
I don't know, man. I think I'm just a little bit concerned about, like, the weather. I think it's going to be cold, and, like, it's like you said, the D-line of the Raiders doing pretty well last game. And then, you know, sometimes the Bengals have a good performance out of their D-line too, Trey Hendrickson. And then sometimes they get, like, a really good play in the back end in the secondary, whether it be an interception. Awuzie, I think, is one of their corners. And then they got their safety. I always forget his name. Jesse Bates. Like, sometimes things happen, and I feel like the under could hit. I'm trying to wonder about, like, the betting. Obviously, bring that up because I need to hit something. But, like, it's at 48.5 right now for the over-under. And I feel like it's either going to be super high scoring or super low scoring. I feel like if it's low scoring, I feel like it'll favor the Bengals a little bit. But I'm still, like, up in the air about this. The Bengals, they didn't play their starters last week. And, like, I think they're going to be high scoring, high powered. But sometimes it's just about who – like, what kind of team shows up. So I'm very, very skeptical about this, you know?
It's definitely looks like maybe a closer matchup than, I'm looking at the match predictions, like 67% consensus is Cincinnati, but I really do think it'll be a good game. The most important part, at least from my point of view for Cincinnati, is just controlling the defensive line for Las Vegas. And it looks like Filon's actually on injured reserve.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out to Arkansas. So I think with him missing, if they can stunt Max Crosby out, because if he has the kind of game he had against the Chargers, I don't think Cincinnati will even have the time for Burrow to try to take those deep shots down to Ja'Marr Chase, even though he might just get them off anyway with that chemistry those guys got. But I'll be interested to see how Cincinnati gets Joe Mixon involved. They've kind of moved into more of a passing team here lately, so I would be interested to see how they can kind of try to control the game with Joe Mixon and not have Joe Burrow take those extra pressure hits from Max Crosby and everyone else. So, I want to be all Bengals on this one, but, yeah, I'm going to still go with them. Over-under is 48.5. I really want it to be a blowout for Cincinnati to win because I hate the Raiders, but I actually think it'll be a really close game. Cincinnati pulls away like 25-23, something like some random number like that.
Yeah, I think Derek Carr's first playoff game. I think he'll be okay. I don't know, something about this Bengals team, like, because of the past, whenever, like, Andy Dalton got in there, and like, I just so used to them being, like, very, very quick in the playoffs, their appearances, like, just getting bounced out. But, like, bring up a good point about Joe Mixon. If he could get going again, Burrow's been cooking it up like crazy lately, 446 and 525 in his last two games that he played. Think about Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I feel like he could really cook the secondary up, like, face on. And who else they got in the cornerbacks? Casey Hayward Jr. He's okay. He's still doing solid this year, but I think Ja'Marr Chase is, like, way better than whatever the Chargers have as far as, like, getting separation. And just I think there's a bound to be a big play in there. Maybe put him for a touchdown. So maybe that's why I'm going to favor Cincinnati. Also, Joe Burrow's really, really good under pressure. He's kind of like Herbert in that aspect. So maybe I'm going to give the edge a little bit to the Bengals. I always like think about when it's really close, I always just got to go to the quarterbacks, and I think Joe Burrow is the better quarterback. So I'll say Burrow, but maybe the Raiders cover on the 5.5. So I'll say like very close game, 23-24 Bengals. But I'm not expecting the Raiders to lay an egg or anything like that, because I think they're very much riding a hot streak. You know, they're pretty much prepared and ready. Like, they've been playing playoff football for maybe the last month, what it seems like now. And I'll just give them credit to keep it close, because it doesn't seem like they're anything that goes away anytime soon, you know.
Get Joe Burrow his cigars right now. You can light it in the fourth quarter, because it's a lock. Bengals are going to win 34-20. Cover the spread and cover the over.
I would love that.
All right, so no one here thinks that the under could hit then. I was trying to psych myself out.
Well, you're the only one who said it was 47. Or no, that's still over. Oh, no, you said 48. It's 48.5?
Yeah.
You said 47.
Says 48. I have 54. It's right there. I think it's going to go over. It's two high-powered offenses. When Derek Carr gets going with Waller, when he's targeted so much, Jacobs when he has a good game, and just Hunter Renfro. I mean, that guy on third down is that guy. So
he'll turn into a beast. Also, could see it being one of those David Carr letdown games, though, right after a whole month hot streak.
Yeah,
he's Joe Burrow. I mean, not in the pros, but going through college and the national championship, he's been there for those highest pressure of his life moments. So,
yeah, okay, that's a good point. That's a good point.
All right, moving on to the Patriots versus the Bills in Buffalo. You know what happened there last time? Man, this is the third time versing each other. I think it's going to come down to Bill Belichick. They're going to have Mac throw here. They can't win running the ball 54 times. I think they're going to have to – Mac's going to have to show what he got. It's just a matter if do you believe he does or not. And the Bills – run game's a little bit more consistent in the last couple of weeks. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs. I know Stephon Diggs was going a long time without a touchdown and finally got one. Leaning towards the Bills, but I go down to coaching, and it's Bill Belichick. He just knows what to do. They're away. Patriots play good away. I'm kind of leaning towards Patriots here a little bit just because of the coaching. But you got the most experienced coach with a rookie quarterback. So how far can that go, that combination?
Yeah, I think that's like the point that I think about too, because I think that I wasn't really expecting them to make the playoffs this year. So it's kind of like this is like the ceiling for them, I think. A first round exit with a rookie quarterback that didn't even really throw too much in the game that they won against Buffalo. And Buffalo is riding a little 4-game win streak right here to the playoffs. I feel like they're back to where we expected them, because the lowest points that they scored in the last four games is 27, 29, 33, 31 is the other scores. And I feel like, you know, they're going to just ride their hot streak. I feel like they're back where we expected them to be, a little bit shaky. It could be a very close game as far as New England's defense making it close. But Buffalo's defense statistically is still pretty damn good, even though they've faced some poor opponents. So I think that there's some problems here for Mac Jones, like you said, David.
Yeah, I really think that'll be the big difference between the two, that Mac Jones really isn't playing the best of his career right now, and Josh Allen has seemed to hit at least where we, like you said, where we expected them to be for this year, which I'm glad, because I couldn't stand to see New England just win the division just one year after not winning. Yeah, I'm tired of that. At least they can go through a wild card. But, yeah, I'm looking at the teams that they played against in these last four when they've been scoring. The Patriots were in there. But we got what, the Falcons, the Jets, and the Panthers in there as well. So
it's in Buffalo, right? I'm expecting those Buffalo fans to go super crazy.
I don't remember the last time they won a playoff game.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm not sure either. Well, no, they've won. They probably won a few last year, right? They had to have won one or something.
Well, besides last year, before that.
Right, it's been a while since like they've been
fucking minutes since a consistent playoffs. Yeah,
yeah, and then I'm taking a look at New England's depth chart here. They got so many people questionable out IR, and it's like it only takes a few drives in that weather, whatever it is in Buffalo, to just get these guys tired.
especially with the Patriots, you know, their weakness this season really has been just offense, like, without getting turnovers. So that could play a big factor into it too, so I can see that. And it is in Buffalo. Good thing it's not snowing. It's going to be cold and windy, but it don't look like it's going to be snowing. So that,
well, both teams should be used to it. But New England's not much of a stranger to the cold either. But we did see what happened last time when it was raining and Mac Jones only threw three times.
Well, yeah, I'm saying I'm not trying to see that again. Like, I want to see some actual play in this one. So,
All right, well, Josh Allen needs to go off. Like, there's no way the Bills can lose this game. I mean, if they do, it's going to be such a bad point for their season. Like, especially what happened last year, and you expect to, you know, continue what, you know, the success and go far.
So let me just throw this out to you. His stats for the year, 3,801 yards, 22 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. The guys surrounding him, you guys will love this, two spots ahead of him, Matt Ryan with 3,900, Jimmy Garoppolo with 3,800, Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, he missed a bunch of games, Ben Roethlisberger, Tannehill, Trevor Lawrence. That's who she's surrounded by.
Yeah, not the company you want.
Aaron Rodgers is three spots ahead of him, but he did miss a game. But he has 37 touchdowns and four interceptions. I mean, he
right. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know how someone plays. Well, he only played, 16 games? I don't know how someone could play more than double-digit games and throw only four fucking interceptions.
Basically throwing the ball as much as he does.
Yeah, so Mac Jones is in between Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyler Murray. So, as yardage, and I guess he's nominated for Rookie of the Year, but I think Ja'Marr Chase wrapped that up with a bow tie this last week. But, all right, let's get some scores predictions here. Shit. I want to go with the Bills. What's the spread on this one, Lucas?
The spread is -4.5.
Okay. Patriots will fucking cover because I think this one's going to be close. I'll probably be – what's the over and under? I'll take the under on this one.
44.
I'll say 17-20 Bills.
I was kind of thinking 24-10 Bills. Like, New England's offense, I think, is just, you know, it got me wanting more. And I think that the league is, like, narrative driven, fine. Like, I'm going with, like, the narrative driven games right now. I think everyone wants to see Buffalo going. So that's my score.
10-20?
24-10.
Okay.
Crazy. I was thinking it'd be something random like 14-23.
Who to win the Bills?
Yeah. So we're all picking Buffalo. Oh gosh, I could totally see you with fucking us.
Yeah, the Patriots are definitely gonna fuck us. All right, moving on to the Sunday games. First Sunday game in the morning, Eagles in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I'm loving the Eagles, the Philly love. Honestly. I mean, this Eagles team, when they finally realize they have a run game, they've been pretty much great, and Jalen Hurts has been making some progression. I want to say too much. He still makes a lot of mistakes, but he's more of a run first guy. In this case, I do like that because he could get this defense just shook, and he can make some down the field passes. And there's some guys on that team where I barely remember their name. The only reason why I know their names because I'd be betting on them. But with the Bucs and so much injuries, this is probably the second least likelihood of upsetting. But I'm kind of liking the Eagles here with the Bucs injuries. But this is Tom Brady versus a rookie head coach. This is the opposite of the Patriots and Bills. This is Tom Brady, veteran quarterback, versus rookie head coach Sirianni. I'm liking the Eagles a little bit, but I know you guys are going to go heavy Bucs.
Dude, no, I was liking the Eagles too. That's why, like, I was saying, like, I don't know if I want to call the upset. And I just feel so weird about it. Like, can the Eagles upset just because I feel good about running game in the playoffs? I feel good about the running game in the playoffs. But then I was just saying, I brought up the narrative thing earlier because I think the NFL really needs to see Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, like, face one time, you know. So I think they're going to try to make that happen for sure. But I'm just going to leave it out there. Like, if the NFL's not rigged, the Eagles will win this game. That's how I think about it, you know, because because I just think it. But at the same time, Tampa Bay's rush defense is pretty solid. I mean, they're third best in rushing yards per game, 92.5. They don't give up over 100. So we'll see how it is because, you know, like you just said, Philly, they're one of the better run offenses in the league. And it's just going to be fun to see that matchup, to be honest.
Yeah, the difference is going to be everything above the shoulders for the coach and the quarterback, because I just don't see the Philadelphia defense doing anything with Tom unless, like, his receivers just start falling off the map somehow, like injury, or they just – something's going on with them. But as long as as long as Tom's got at least two good weapons he can keep throwing the ball to, I don't see it being that much of a shootout to where the Eagles will actually be close in the end. I think Tampa will be able to get out on a big lead, and then Philly will probably get some scoring in middle to late part of the game to make it close before going into the fourth quarter-ish. But I think by the end of the game, Tampa will just have put too much on them.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers re-sign Tavita Tula Akiuma Tikapuluta Musei Lavi Refuko Filateo Vitavei. So that's Vitavei's full name. I tried my hardest. I don't even know where he's from. That's some crazy. That's his full name. I remember I seen a tweet like, oh, they re-signed him, and they pulled his full name, and I thought it was a fucking joke. But Adam Scheffner tweeted it, I think. I think that the spread last – I put a bet in. The spread was at 8.5. Is that still the spread?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take the spread. I think the Eagles will cover. I'll take the Eagles to cover. I think they'll keep it close. I would love to see the Eagles win, but I do have this ex-coworker that is an Eagles fan, and he got caught stealing from the company, so he's an asshole. So I'm glad he's not with us anymore, because he wouldn't shut the fuck up about this. That's the only reason why I don't want the Eagles to win. But I think they have a real shot. If not, they'll keep it close. 8 is pretty big, 8.5. Eagles will keep it close. Yeah, I'm going to go with Bucks. I mean, it's the Buccaneers, you know. It's Tom Brady. I would love to see Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers, though. I'm going to say 17-24. That covers, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good score. The Eagles are, like, one of the top rushing offenses. They're number one in rushing yards per game, number one in rushing touchdowns per game. So it's going to be, like, strength versus strength. This is one of those games where it makes me think about, like, I wish the voting for, like, Coach of the Year or, like, MVP extended into the playoffs, not just, like, a regular season award. Because I remember when Derrick Henry, I think it was last year, or maybe 2 years ago, but maybe I think it was last year, when he was going on a crazy tear and was, like, basically leading the Titans to the playoffs. I was saying, like, this should be, you know, able to be put on your resume for MVP for the year. Well, if Sirianni comes in and makes this a game and beats the Bucks, then he should, like, that. I feel like that should be points added for him for Coach of the Year, or at least first year Coach of the Year. What's the award for that first year Coach of the Year? I don't even know what the name of that is. Is it Rookie Coach of the Year?
I don't know if that's even an award.
Yeah, you're right. I don't even think that's an award. But I'm just saying, like, I think that should be, like, helping him out. But I'll still take the Bucks here. Like, I'm going with the narratives. The Eagles can make it cool, but I just think that the Bucks are a class above. Also, the Eagles do not get to the quarterback, and they don't really force a lot of interceptions. I don't think they have, like, the personnel and, like,
and the facilities.
Yeah, the defensive play style of, like, let's say the Saints that always fuck up Tom Brady and the Bucks. I don't think they got that in them, and I don't think that their offense will be enough.
Didn't the Eagles beat them last time they versed each other this? Didn't they verse each other this year?
Oh, geez, if that's true, then I'm gonna be a little upset. But no, the Bucks beat them 28-22,
which they covered the 8-point spread. But that was in week 6, so.
You're right, exactly, right seven, in week yeah. 6. I think that was also before the Eagles started heating up, too. But it's a totally different
season. Yeah, they were 2-4 then, and Buccaneers were 5-1. So that's when the Buccaneers kind of fell off a little, and then the Eagles heated up. So, yeah, they'll keep it close. I kind of want to copy that same exact score.
Mm. All right, I'm going to go Bucks still, though. I'm going to put some respect. I'm going to say 31-20. I feel like at some point they'll run away with it. Did I take your score, Brad?
Yeah, you did. The exact score.
Yeah, you can use the copy scorecard. That's fine.
Yeah, because dang, I also like, I think 11 is just enough, just right that's outside that score.
Right. Like,
golly. Yeah, I'm agree.
That's just about that. All right, moving on to my favorite game of the week. 49ers in Dallas. I am a 49er fan. Shout out to my girlfriend. She's a 49er fan. And it's that shirt I was wearing with the 49er and Chargers Super Bowl, which is ironic because that's her team and that's my team. So she roots for me when the 49ers are not playing, and I got to root for her, especially my team in the fucking playoffs. So go Niners, faithful to the Bay. I like the Niners in this one. If they could beat the Rams, who I think are better than the Cowboys, they could beat the Cowboys. And I know it was in overtime, but Jimmy Garoppolo did what he had to do. He was making some fucking plays. I know Lucas is just smoldering right now. I'm talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm like jerking off Jimmy Garoppolo right now, and he's just fucking pissed right now. But I like Jimmy G, dude. I like Jimmy G, the run game. Debo, fucking Debo, man. If you need a fucking pass, you need a run, you need a throw, you need a fucking catch, he will get it for you. And this dude is just the full package. And he's going to be a first-round draft pick in fantasy. If not by anyone, it's going to be by me. Dude is just a stud. Cowboys, I know they've been putting a smackdown, but who are they putting on smackdowns with? Divisional teams? Oh, yeah, and the worst fucking division. I'm liking the Cowboys. That defense could get Dak shaky. I'm not convinced the Cowboys run game against a solid defense. And I'm liking 49ers all the way.
It feels like a classic game. I just wonder which quarterbacks are going to show up, even Jimmy G or Dak Prescott. I feel like there's been some games where Dak Prescott has kind of let me down a little bit, and like I'm just wondering, you know, who's going to show up. I feel like the Cowboys are still very healthy, and you know, they should make it a shootout. It really depends on, you know, if they can keep Dak upright, because when he gets sacked, and that's when problems start happening. But there should be opportunities for the receivers to put in work, and I started liking the receiver group of the Cowboys a little bit lately too. There should be some matchup problems on versus the 49ers secondary. That's one thing going for them. But then also, if you're talking about Jimmy G, well, hey, you have an opportunity here. I mean, Trevon Diggs has like what, 4,000 yards given up on the season or some shit like that. Like this, like some crazy amount. And it's like, goddamn, it's like reading an actual quarterback season stats versus this guy. So, you know, if Jimmy G could stay upright and not mess up, you know, if there's some plays where he is self-inflicted too mistakes. So, you know, I'm very curious to see. I got to think about the narrative, man. Who do people want in this? I don't think that anyone would be mad about any of these teams moving on. Like, you know, I think everyone will still tune in. So, I don't know, Brad. What do you think? I need your input first before I call it.
If we're going narrative, I definitely think it would be the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones looking that NFL Jerry dick.
Jones. Then if the Rams make it, and then would they play the Rams next if they go on? Well, after it
depends
this?
On like the seeding and the seeding. Like,
yeah, that's right.
That shit. It's a chance.
Right. Well, they'll try to do anything to get the Cowboys in the SoFi, I feel like, because that was one of the highest rated games for them. So if we're going narrative, it's definitely going to be the Cowboys.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that the 49ers would definitely be able to be very physical with Dallas, so I'll be interested to see how they respond with that. But I do want to see how they use Micah Parsons against this San Francisco team, because he's been a real difference maker for the Cowboys, as much as Trevon Diggs has been, maybe a little bit more because he's not responsible for like a year's worth of stats, like you said. But if they can find a good spot for Micah Parsons on the defense, whether it be linebacker or even dropping back into coverage, or a pass rush on the opposite side of Trent Williams, because I don't think anything's going on that side, then I think that'll be a good difference maker for Dallas. So I'm actually going to take the Cowboys, which I hate to do, but I do think they've been a very narrative heavy season, especially for these big name teams like Lucas has been saying. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Now, as far as them covering, I don't know, because Dallas Dallas by 3.
See, even Vegas Dallas knows fucking Dallas could fuck up.
Yeah. Over unders at 51.
Well, too, if they lose, they'll cover, but I think they'll win, so I'll take the plus 3.
Man, that'd also be a good way for Vegas to make a lot of money on that spread.
Yes, sir. Just want to put this out there. I don't know if this is going to change anyone's mind. Last time they versus each other was December 20th, 2020. COVID-ridden both sides. Dak Prescott was out, so Andy Dalton played. For the 49ers, it was Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard. The 49ers lost 33-41. but this is with different quarterbacks, obviously different team. That's the last meeting. All-time meeting, the Cowboys are 19-17-1, and they haven't had a winning record against the Cowboys since the 1990s. So this is all leaning towards Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's why I'm 49ers, and it's my girlfriend's team, and she'll shoot me in the head if I pick the Cowboys. That's her that's her mom's boyfriend's team. That's Jimmy's team. Yeah, Jimmy's the Cowboys, and he gets so annoying when he watches football. And it's my girl, so it's gonna be lit in the house, in my girl's household. So I don't know if that changes anyone's mind.
I just know I'm gonna be wrong for this game. Like every single time I shit on Jimmy G, he starts doing good. Literally in the last game too, he was doing shitty in the first half, and I was like, oh my god, he's so bad. And then he's played amazing in the second half, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's gonna win. And like Sean McVay is 47-0 when leading at halftime. He was leading that game. That was his first loss last week after leading at halftime. So,
if the 49ers could run 10 straight times and then not even have your quarterback pass for a touchdown to top off that drive, they already won. That was the most impressive drive I've seen in a while.
He had mistakes like all throughout the game and overcame it, so I have to give him credit. But I just know that I'm going to be wrong. Like every time I pick
the Cowboys and be wrong.
Okay. I'll pick the Cowboys. Picking the Cowboys. I don't even believe in myself, but I don't know. I just know I'm going to be wrong. Like this is just impossible for me to get right. Cowboys in this one. Hey, Eli, shut up. I don't know if you can hear that. This man loves screaming. Like
I heard it.
I'm going to say 30-24. Just because I think that Dak has to air it out. There has to be matchup problems. But if you're the 49ers, get Kittle involved. You have the formula to be successful. Just try to limit Jimmy G's mistakes. That's just what it has to be. Hand it off, like you said.
Brad?
Hand it off or throw screens out to Debo Samuel or screens out to
Kittle. Have
Debo throw it. Have Debo throw it again. Fuck it.
Yeah,
have him fucking start. Yeah. Fuck it.
They got so many different ways to come at the Cowboys defense. I think Micah Parsons just having a crazy game and blowing it up is really the only thing that'll keep it super close. But I'm actually good with that. So 31-27 Cowboys, they barely get the over and the spread on that.
Okay, so I have the 49ers winning, and if they lose, they'll cover. I think it's going to be extremely close. I'm going to say 27-25, and the Cowboys lose a big one, and Jerry Jones might fucking have a heart attack and die. My man looks too old. Like, that dude, it's like I thought it was Halloween. I was just watching a video of him. I thought it was Halloween. He was dressed up as a skeleton. Dog, it was March. Ain't Halloween, dog. He's dressed up like a skeleton. That man is old. Moving right along, Steelers and Chiefs. I know the spread is like 14, 12.
13 now.
Oh, fuck, 13. I don't know if the Steelers are covered. Juju's back, apparently, so beware. Uninstall TikTok.
Beware.
Yeah, uninstall TikTok. I mean, the Steelers defense, I mean, TJ Watt tied the record. I thought he was going to get it. So that defense is good, but the Chiefs are, man, they're hot right now, bro. Even with no running backs, they don't give a shit. Their defense has been playing stoutly. I know the Chiefs are going to win. I don't know if the Steelers are going to cover. I think I bet the Steelers to cover at 13. Shit.
It is a lot. It is
just a shit number. I think the Chiefs will win, right? We're all agreeing that the Chiefs will win.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah,
I mean, I would love if Pittsburgh won, actually.
Who would you guys rather see in the postseason on TikTok, Juju or Patrick Mahomes' brother?
Oh my god,
I'll take Juju, and I fucking hate Juju.
I would too.
God, yeah, I mean, I would take Juju. He's on the IR though, so.
I heard he was coming back. My chef is a fucking Steeler fan, so he's like, yeah, that fucking Juju.
They said they activated him.
They activated him. So, well, if they need, they would probably need him now. Deontay Johnson, though, is probably that only weapon with Najee Harris. If you want to go with narratives, Big Ben.
I know, but I think that
last call.
Everyone's okay to let that die. Like,
oh yeah, and I don't think the Steelers, even if they do win this, they're not going to get that far. Like, my chef. oh, this fucking asshole. He was talking all this shit, and I was just, I'm like, you're not even gonna get far. He's like, I know, but we're still in. Fuck you. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, damn it.
13. I think I put the bet in that 13, they'll cover at 13. So I guess they'll cover at 13. Chiefs might even put their fucking backups in at this point. If it's like a blowout, they'll keep it close. No, that defense is solid. Yeah, that defense is solid. They'll keep it close and they'll cover the spread. Chiefs win, though. I think there's not that much to discuss. Ben. I mean, that dude threw, it was like a 3rd and 11. He threw a ball and it looked like that's all he had left in him. I was like, he was like, oh, dude, it looked sad. He looked like he didn't have nothing left in him. It's kind of like Baker Mayfield. He was like a 3rd and 12 like 3 weeks ago and he threw a ball. And I'm like, that's all he got left. That's all he got left is 15 yards in him. I think the Steelers will make it interesting. They might even be up after the first. That's a prop bet right there. They'll be up in the first quarter like 10 to 3. But Chiefs are going to come and just fucking run them out. It's in Kansas City.
So. I think the more I think about it, like it's a playoff game. We always kind of not Mike Tomlin. Like at least on the spread, 13 is a lot. We got to put respect on put money on it. I think I got to. I think it would be irresponsible to look at this and say, you know what, like look at the year TJ Watt had and say, all right, like 13, get some respect on them. They could cover that. They'll still lose, but I think they could cover that. Like, and plus, Pittsburgh's been like the weirdest second half team of all time. Like, they might just make it an even really good game in the fourth quarter, but I still think Kansas City will win. But I'm just talking about that spread. Need some money, man.
I'm trying to get that bread. I feel you. Jeez, that is a high number. I could see it being something like, oh, Kansas City 30, Pittsburgh like 17. Just because
I had 17-28. I thought you were going to say my score. I said 17-28.
I could see them having the ball, you know, just going in the fourth quarter and just deciding to ice it at that point and then just getting the score just to, you know, Pittsburgh's going to keep it close probably, I think, just because the defense that they have and the fact that Mahomes hasn't looked great against a defense that can actually put pressure on them. So if TJ Watt can pick those spots in the offensive line to make Mahomes have to take some extra time to throw it, I think they can keep it close, but I just don't think it'll be close for long in the game, if that makes sense.
Gosh. They played Kansas City week 16, lost 36-10.
And they just don't look any – they looked better then, honestly. The offense at least a little bit, and that's saying a lot because that was terrible.
Like, goddamn. We need something more. We need something more. Mike Tomlin, my top five cutest coach. But
– he was in my top – did I say top five? Yeah,
for me, it was
sunglasses, Mike Tomlin in a windbreaker top five. Anything else? Or press conference, Mike Tomlin, or even sideline after a big win press conference. I think I like his sound bites better than his looks, to be honest.
For me, it's Mike Tomlin on the sideline when the other team's kickoff returning and he's just like almost walking on the field. That's my
– oh, my God. That shit was so funny. Just like,
that's my favorite Mike Tomlin cutest moment. But I'll take Kansas City in this one, too. I don't know why I think it's going to be close, but 27-17. I'll say that.
27-17?
Yeah, like your score almost.
Yeah, of course it is.
Mm-hmm. I need to get one in there.
Yeah. And you said 30-17?
Yeah, I think it'll be like 24. 23-17, like they keeping it close, and then they just get the ball and just score.
I don't know why. I kind of just want to see Big Ben get embarrassed. I don't know why. I think that'd be funny. I just think that'd be very funny.
And then after, lock him in the restroom. All right, moving on to the Sunday night game, the Cardinals versus the Rams. Now this one's gonna be good.
Monday night.
Monday is it Monday night game? Oh yeah, 3 days, huh? Yeah, 3 days. Sorry.
They are 1-for-1, right? If I'm not mistaken,
I think they split. That's correct.
So this is the third game in LA. At least someone's playing in LA. Okay. Cardinals versus Rams. Whew. If D-Hop is in this game, that changes a lot. Because he's been out for like the last four games and he's just looking sad on the sideline. This is D-Hop activated. I think he should, right? I know he's.
I remember Dave was talking about it.
I think, like, for me, like, like I just said, that record got broken for Sean McVay. I feel like he's going to have his team so ready. The Cardinals get J.J. Watt back, but I don't know how much that's going to be a huge difference. Like, I just feel like there's a huge game in store for the Rams. I don't think there's any way that they get bounced out the first game, first round. There's no way, especially with the moves that they keep making in season. Getting Eric Weddle was so random to me, but it's like...
fuck you, Eric Weddle. Like...
I don't know like how many times you could do that with getting a player in the middle of the season right before the playoffs start, whatever, at whatever points, and like how much can that mess with your chemistry or whatever the locker room. Like at some point there's going to be a bad move when you roll the dice like that. Eric Weddle is very old. I don't know what's going to happen. That might just be a liability. Because,
yeah, their boy tore his ACL. Fuck, what's his name? One of their guys fucking tore their shit. So that's why they probably did that.
Yeah. But I think, was it Jordan Fuller? But like, at the same time, like, he's old. I don't know. I feel like there maybe could have been a better option out there.
When's the last time he played?
Yeah, I don't remember. And
it's been a minute.
I think there's things change, new systems. I mean, Staley's not there. So I don't even know, like, when's the relevance of, like, him knowing the playbook and to the extent that I think there's just a bound to be a mistake, a big. Big play mistake here. The Cardinals are kind of a big play team. You know, I could totally see Christian Kirk streaking down the sideline. I feel a little bit weird about that move, but at the same time, like I said, the Rams should be ready. You know, I think they're a team that'd be ready. But the Cardinals, every time I count them out, like you cannot count them out. They're been one of the more consistent teams in a very inconsistent year.
Yeah, J.J. Watt should be back, and I don't see Hopkins on the IR. He was never on the IR?
I remember they were saying they would have to get, like, the NFC Championship.
Oh, right. I think they do have to win a couple. He's not going to be available, it says right here, for this game.
So I will say
that he won't return this week, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
I will say the biggest thing going for Arizona's favor is that, you know, they really don't have any pressure on them. Of course, it's the playoffs, but it's in SoFi, right? So that's a pressure home game. Matthew Stafford's first playoff game, like everything really that the Rams have done this whole season really rides on this, because if they're just one done in the playoffs, they could lose a lot of the people that they, you know, signed up to free agency. Because I think Von Miller and OBJ are both free agents after this year, so yep. We could be looking at an entirely different team next year if they don't pull it out. But geez, it's really tough because the Cardinals haven't looked great without DeAndre Hopkins, because everyone's had to step up in higher roles and they haven't really put it together. But man, if they can get some turnovers off Matt Stafford, that, you know, those extra possessions could really matter.
I expect a big game from Zach Ertz.
Yeah,
and the Cardinals. Yeah. If you want to talk about narratives, can we have the new stadium have the team that is from there, like LA Rams? Can they make the Super Bowl? They made all these moves, you know. Yeah. Let's get them in the Super Bowl, SoFi. If you want to go narrative written here, Cardinals, young coach Kyler Murray, you know, had missed a couple games without D-Hop. This is going to be a big test for him if he's on that extra level. That above level of quarterbacks, like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, they don't need their star players to get it done. But if you don't have your star players, you're just not there yet. This will really determine that. And the Rams, Matthew Stafford could be a little shaky at times, can make some really bad throws. They're going to have to contain Kyle Murray, because he's going to have to do everything and anything to get this done, to be honest, because I'm leaning towards the Rams a little bit. But yeah, I think this is going to be a good game. A good Monday night game.
Anyway. Only -4. I feel like it should be a lot more without D-Hop in there. So I think
Cardinals, that people are going to cover.
Yeah. Vegas is betting on Matthew Stafford to mess up, it looked like.
Yeah. 4. Yeah, it's a divisional game. This is the third time playing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I'm going to go with Cardinals.
You're going to go with Cardinals? They just said Rams.
Home wrecking. Oh, that just that I forgot it's a divisional game. And I think the Rams are going to screw up. The fact that Brad just said Vegas thinks that Stafford will mess up. I live pretty close to Vegas, so we have a lot in common. I'm going to go with Vegas, and I think they will mess up. If not, the Cardinals will cover for sure if they lose. But I'll say just an upright winner, and I'll take the Cardinals. I know you guys both taking Rams, so I just switched it up a little bit. They have a chance. Are you going to be surprised if they do win?
The Cardinals?
I will.
You would?
Yeah. I think the Rams should be
Cardinal
ready.
Cardinal guy Lucas here?
Trigger-free cards. Yeah, no, I will be surprised. I think it's a little bit too much without D-Hop, to be honest. I like the Rams a lot. They won the first game. The Cardinals took the second one. I think it's going to go back to the Rams. I think they want SoFi bumping for another playoff game or two. You know, that's kind of another thing, too. I'm narrative boy Lucas, so I'm going to take the Rams in this one. I'm going to say 28-21.
So they don't cover.
Mm-hmm. The Rams could cover.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if Arizona won without added mistakes from Matthew Stafford. If they just, you know, both teams were out there executing, I think the Rams would actually win. But I'll just have to see Matthew Stafford in the playoffs before I just bet on him, honestly. So I'm going to actually go with Arizona moving out there. So I guess I got to go with the future team I'm around. Let's see. I'll say if they do lose, they'll definitely cover because that'll be – I think this will be a really close game, especially since they're so familiar with each other. Over-under set at 49.5.
49. I might go over on that one.
28-24 Cardinals.
That's a good one.
Damn, I think it'll be – I think it might even go into overtime. Monday night games – usually are really, really good. Thursday night games go to overtime. Monday night games are really good. I haven't go to overtime. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Cardinals win with the last second field goal. So I'll say, and they'll cover because it's 27-30. They beat the Rams, knock them out.
Wow.
And the narrative is going to be, where's OBG going? Where's Von Miller going?
So you guys think Kyler Murray puts in like a crazy performance?
I think.
He's running all over the place.
Matthew Stafford has a – there's a likely chance – there's a bigger chance of Matthew Stafford making mistakes than the Cardinals making mistakes. He could. This is a big spotlight for him. You know, he dropped the ball against the Rams or the 49ers last week in overtime, and they threw a pick. In a time where he could get you a fourth quarter comeback, but don't forget Detroit Matthew Stafford. I know the pieces around him. But there's a lot of mistakes he made, too.
So, okay.
Go Cards. 27-30 Cardinals. All right, well, there you guys have it. Wild card weekend prediction. It is going to be a wild weekend. I'm real excited to see these teams play. Most excited ones, 49ers and Cowboys. I'm going to be crazy lit. I'm going to wear all my girlfriend's clothes. They're like, she's like extra small, so it's going to look real funny on me. I'm crop top and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But there you guys have it. I'm Sports Guy David. You know what it is on all social media outlets. Where can we find you, boys?
Find me on Twitter at 2MFandEasy, on Instagram at 2.easy, and see the prize picks thing down here and try to get you some money on these parlays. Did pretty good yesterday if you were on there.
Yeah, follow Brad for the money. Don't follow me. But if you want to talk to me, I'm on Twitter at SugarFreeLucas. Make sure you follow Tough_podcast. Tough_Chargers if you're a Chargers fan. Tough_Fantasy when we did Sitter Sleepers and our parlays. So for David, for Brad, for me, y'all have a good day. And we are out.
Later.